Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Bacicki on May 2nd presented his proposed budget for fiscal year 2024 for the Kenai Peninsula Borough to the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. Bacicki released the budget total for fiscal year 2024.
The mayor proposed total is $175.6 million, which is up 2.55% from last year. But I want to put that in context. The 2 years previous to that added up to almost 16%. You had an 8% year and you had a 7.5% year.
Bacicki spotlighted the work of Brandy Harbaugh, borough finance director, and the borough department heads on the proposed budget.
A big thank you to not only Brandy and her team, but all the directors. We had a target for a balanced budget. We were a little short of that target. Brandy sent out an email, and the directors responded beyond expectations on getting us to that target in 1 day. So we are at the target we want to be at. And remember, we're back on that curve of where we have a balanced budget. We want to get back to a tie to CPI, the actual cost of doing business in Alaska.
The proposed budget includes only half a position increase in personnel, according to Bacicki.
Last year, 14.5 FTEs, 14.5 jobs were added. This year, we added one half job. So we reduced one half-time position. We added one full-time position, which is a mechanic for CES. So no general fund positions were added. And there was a lot of demand. Borough's been adding some positions and there's need. But what I said is I'm willing to sit down over time, not in this budget, but we'll sit down and justify any new positions that you think need to be added. But yes, that $175 million is a 2.55% increase.
In the budget transmittal letter, Bacicki stated, "We've attempted to put ourselves into the shoes of a typical Kenai Peninsula borough taxpayer while planning for an affordable borough well into the future." According to Bacicki, the key principles applied to the fiscal 2024 budget are returning to a balanced budget philosophy for the first time in 6 years in the borough-wide budget and over 10 years for the general fund. Returning to a financially sustainable revenue and spending curve based on a 10-year projections after 2 years of unsustainable budget increases. Delivering a mill rates, property tax reduction for Kenai Peninsula Borough taxpayers. Maintaining sustainable and strong general fund while providing for a minimum fund balance policy to protect the borough from unexpected expenditures. And supporting local education at a level the borough can responsibly afford and sustain, and funding capital and operational maintenance to ensure borough assets are well-maintained and avoid added cost of deferred maintenance. For more on the budget, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. Home Electric Association, or HEA, is democratically controlled, not-for-profit electric cooperative governed by 9 directors elected by and from the members of their respective districts to serve a 3-year term in office. Voting took place by mail-in ballot, electronic voting, and in-person at the 73rd annual meeting of members in Soldana on Thursday, May 4th, with 15.47% voter turnout. In District 1, Kenai, Nikiski, parts of Soldana area, incumbent director Jim Duffield of Kenai was re-elected, receiving 616 votes. Candidate Robert F. Erst of Nikiski received 393 votes. In District 2, Soldana, Sterling Kasilov, candidate Dan Green of Soldana was elected, receiving 783 votes. Candidate incumbent director Seal Rodstrom of Soldana received 417 votes. In District 3, Kasilov South to Kachemak Bay area, incumbent director Eugene A. Levine of Homer was reelected, receiving 968 votes. Candidate Michael L. Jones of Homer received 683 votes. The membership also voted in favor of a 3-year ballot propositions amending HEA's bylaws. General Manager Brad Janorski stated thank you to all the director candidates for their interest in serving the cooperative by pursuing a seat on the board of directors. I also want to thank the members who took the time to vote and participate in this democratic process. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.